everyone, and welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shio.
And this is the place where we believe that every single couple out there has a chance to move through difficulty and still be happy.
Yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling.
That's right. And anytime you guys have questions or if you want more info on what we talk about here, you can reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
Of course. And don't forget to like us on Facebook so that you can see all the recent posts.
Yes, which is facebook.com/liveyourbestmarriage.
Yes. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the blog at liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Oh, yeah. So, Whitney, what are we talking about today?
So, today I just wanted to talk about the fact that some marriages are not able to make it through difficulty because it's the little things that have added up over the years.
What do you mean?
It's just those small inconveniences that come up in everyday life. Yes. That can push the two of you apart, or it can be one thing after another. If it doesn't matter if it's porn, it doesn't matter, whatever it is. It's just those things that happen every day, and they don't bring you closer as a couple. It's if you want to think of it as the sort of like the death of a thousand cuts.
Yes. Yeah. Death by a thousand cuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Or what does that mean? Yes.
Or death of a thousand cuts.
Death of a thousand cuts. Oh, I just made up. I just decided to make something up.
Yes.
No. So death by a thousand cuts, that whole thing simply means that it's little things happening over a period of time that are adding up.
Yes.
But in the end, the result you get is destruction.
Yes.
So I wanted to talk about some of the things that come up in our news feeds on Facebook.
Okay.
Because the posts that we see, obviously they accumulate. There are so many of them. And for those of us who log into Facebook every day, sometimes multiple times a day.
Okay.
What are the images that you see? Are they things that...
Friends and family?
Friends and family. Are they things that bring you closer to your wife or your husband? That's the question. That Facebook is one of the first things that I wanted to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just one of those things we do in life that seems so harmless.
Okay.
Does that...
Yeah, so basically it's what you are seeing on your time feed which can be harmful to your marriage.
Yes. Yes. For example, if there are friends who post certain things that are inappropriate.
Okay.
Those things add up. And that's the whole point of this episode is we're not talking about something that just happens once.
Okay.
And then you move on. We're talking about things that are constantly coming up daily, but they're very subtle.
So give me an example. What are some of the things that you might see on your Facebook feed that are not helping building your marriage? They are actually, in a way, destroying your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if we want to compare this to the death by a thousand cuts.
Yes.
I am a very open-minded person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just come out and say like I'm a feminist or whatever, but I am very progressive.
Yes.
And I think that a lady should be able to wear whatever she wants to wear.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever kind of clothes she wants to wear.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it reaches a level, though, at some point where mm-hmm. it becomes suggestive.
Yes.
It can become inappropriate. So if my husband has a female friend on Facebook.
Okay.
Who is just constantly, every day, she posts selfies or she's doing Facebook Live, whatever she's doing. And she's wearing these clothes that are not only revealing, but again, it just gets to a point where it's almost suggestive. That is when I get concerned.
Okay.
Because I ask myself, okay, what is this doing to him every time he scrolls through this? What impact is this having on him? Not only does it make me nervous, but this is not just some celebrity that he'll never meet. This is somebody like we actually know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this makes sense because this is, to me, this is so, Facebook is so much worse than just passing by a Sports Illustrated magazine on the rack at the store.
Okay.
These, I mean, it's like constantly images flowing in and there, and again, if it's a friend who just has a habit of dressing inappropriately, it's like just nonstop. And it's somebody that you actually show up for work with or mm-hmm. somebody you go to meetings with. So that makes me like really uncomfortable. So imagine couples who go through a porn addiction.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm this nervous about Facebook, what about a husband who just who watches porn all the time?
Or a wife.
Or a wife. I think it's mostly the guys. But can you just imagine how that adds up over time
mm-hmm.
and how that can make the wife nervous?
Yes, it can.
Like,
And
I know I probably sound like a broken record, but honestly, I mean, it's something that seems so harmless because a lot of guys would be like, what? I'm not cheating.
Yes.
It's not wrong. There's yes. It's not bad. What is the problem?
Like, and also somebody can say, hey, you don't trust your husband now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What would you say?
So it's so much more than, okay, yeah, I don't know if I can trust him because I don't know what kind of stimulation that would cause. That's good. Like, okay, I know it sounds so weird. Like, we don't have that issue. We've never had a porn issue
in our
marriage. But honestly, I mean, the more couples I talk to, I'm learning that it is a major problem in a lot of households.
Yes.
I mean, it really. And so, I can totally understand why the wife would feel insecure or it would make her feel like she's not good enough.
And so what advice would you give to them? Would you say like quit Facebook, defriend these people, like unfriend mm-hmm. this? Is it defriend or unfriend?
You need
to delete them. Can you delete them? Okay, unfriend.
You defriend, just like Death of a Thousand Cuts. You defriend. You unfriend. So I honestly, we have had that issue, the Facebook problem.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a couple of times when I was like, okay, no, either unfollow this lady or unfriend because this is making me really nervous. I don't like this.
Yes.
But with someone who is dealing with porn, honestly, my first question would be, can you please just see how this hurts your partner? Like, that's like my first question. Like, can you just please stop and think of how this is making them feel?
And how it's making them feel and what it's doing to your marriage.
Yeah. Yes. Like, do you see that this has an impact? And we've with Live Your Best Marriage, I mean, we've talked a lot about even just text messaging.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a coworker of the opposite sex and if text messages are being sent at, you know, odd hours, like, you know, late at night, or if it's something that happens daily, or if the messages are a little bit too friendly. I mean, we've mentioned that because I honestly believe that those are the little things. Again, it's not cheating. I know that it's not cheating, but I just feel so strongly that they accumulate.
Oh, yeah.
And resentment can build up.
Yes.
In the person that feels like whoever's feeling left out.
Yes.
In this whole thing. But not only that, it just, it does not bring you closer.
No, it doesn't.
And so I think that's the one of the hardest things to see.
Actually, it's putting like a barrier.
It puts a distance between you. And I think, and that is what kills a marriage. That's the whole point of this episode, is it is harder to see when there's a distance coming up between the two of you.
Yes.
It's very subtle, and it can happen very slowly over a period of time. It's not just... We always, like, sometimes I would think of a divorce being caused by something that just blew up, you know, this huge explosion, like someone had an affair, mm-hmm. and they came clean, they decided to tell their spouse what happened.
Yes.
But no, actually, no, it can be, like, the little disrespectful comments here and there.
That
can drive someone, that can drive you apart.
Yes.
Basically. So if you're doing things that you think are okay, you think, okay, well, it's not cheating, it's not lying, it's not this, I'm not betraying, I'm not... But what are you doing, though? Like, are you doing things actively that bring you close together?
So you believe, like, and this is basically, I think I believe the same thing that... You,
I think.
I know.
We're kind of on the same page.
I kind of believe we're on the same page. But basically, you view that it's either you are doing things for your life, mm-hmm. For your family, for mm-hmm. your marriage, mm-hmm. or you are doing things against your family, against your marriage.
Right, and yes. I'm so glad you decided to bring that up, because, yeah, sometimes you kind of have to be, you're either really, really crazy about keeping your marriage strong, or you're not.
Yes.
That's pretty much what I'm talking about.
Yes. It's either you are for your marriage, or you are mm-hmm. not for your marriage. Basically, you're against your marriage, because mm-hmm. the things that you're doing, if they are not for your marriage...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or for your family, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's like either you are actively trying to stay away from harmful behaviors.
Yes.
Or habits that are destructive.
Yes.
Or you're trying to just, you're always looking for ways to build that really strong bond.
With your spouse.
Yeah, with your spouse.
Yes.
So, and I get it. I mean, not every issue is black and white. Not everything is just really, really obvious.
Black and white.
It's not all either or. I get it.
Yes.
But, again, that is one of the biggest challenges for married couples, is there are some of these, just these small habits that, you know, just build up over time.
Yeah.
So, and I'm probably not communicating it in a way that makes sense.
I mean, you're doing a... So basically unfriend or get off Facebook.
That's just one example. Yeah. Unfriend. Stay away from those things.
Yes.
Again, I am the most open-minded person, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. I believe a young lady should be able to wear whatever she wants to wear, but it does get to a point where... It becomes inappropriate.
And is this the same thing for a guy? Can this be also be the same issue for a guy? Because you are talking about, like, a young lady should be, mm-hmm. but a guy can. Is it mm-hmm. the same thing for a guy?
So what I did.
Oh, it doesn't really for a guy.
It works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It does, because what happened was, Pesa and I had a couple of friends who joined our Toastmasters club.
Mm-hmm.
They've moved away since then, but we became friends on Facebook. And these two young guys are always at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always, always going outdoors, doing these obstacle courses, everything with their shirt off. And they post every bit of it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I unfollowed.
Yeah.
When I started seeing like this was a habit. I mean, it was becoming quite a bit.
Yeah.
I unfollowed.
Yeah.
Because I thought about it. I thought, okay, if the roles were reversed, I would not like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that. No. Nah. Nah. I didn't even know this was going on, but no. I am mad.
Mad. So that's pretty much, I just gave him the consideration that I would want.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed. If he had a couple of young ladies doing the same thing on his Facebook, like just constantly, I would be like, okay, this is too much now.
Yes. So you will unfollow them.
I unfollowed. Yeah. And plus, I mean, I don't need to see that. I have my Prince Charming here.
Amen.
And I love going to the gym with him anyway. Amen. So I don't need that kind of entertainment. I don't need it. That's just not my...
Now, someone can say what you look, what mm-hmm. you see doesn't really mm-hmm. hurt you.
I think it does. I'm not talking about just walking by a magazine, a nasty magazine
mm-hmm.
that's at the grocery store and then you forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm talking like something that happens once. I'm talking about things that are always in our news feed.
Yes.
Or just, I mean, things that we are seeing all the time.
Over and over.
And I really do believe that it makes an impact.
Yes.
I believe strongly that if my husband, this is hypothetical, if my husband just on a normal day is scrolling through Facebook and has a timeline full of ladies who are dressed in suggestive clothing,
mm-hmm.
I believe strongly that that will have a negative impact on either the way he views me or the way he treats me or something is going to happen to our marriage. But something, I can guarantee you, something will happen
in this marriage.
And something will happen. But it's not bringing us closer.
No. Something will happen.
It will have some impact.
Some repercussions.
On this house.
And some consequences.
But I didn't even mean that, but yeah, you can also include that. What I meant was I just don't think it's bringing him closer to me. No. I just don't think it's going to make him view me in a better light. No. I don't. And I think that's the same thing. It's very similar to, I'm not comparing it to porn, but I'm just saying like, it is not making your relationship healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because...
I don't know. Maybe I need to go out and look for some research to back me up on it. But I don't know. That's something that has bugged me for a while. I mean, I always look out for those things.
I get your point because there's a day you have to stop... I always say there's a day you have to stop, like, looking for somebody and commit to what you have, to your marriage, like, literally. Yeah. So, because sometimes people are like, the grass is greener on the other side. It's because somebody has been taking care of the grass on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
If you can commit to what you have
mm-hmm.
and... commit and take care of your own lawn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If I dressed in revealing clothing,
mm-hmm.
like really, I mean, we're talking like inappropriate. We're not just talking about like a normal outfit. Like
that. Did you get your bonnet?
Or a bathing suit, a bonnet. See, he's making fun of me. Okay, fine. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah.
And I post myself wearing that on Facebook.
Yeah.
What would you, how would you like that?
I wouldn't like that.
And why would you not like that?
Because I would just not like that.
Right. Wouldn't it be weird if all of the our colleagues, our male colleagues, saw that? Like, would that not be awkward?
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel violated?
Yeah.
Seriously, how would you like it if all the male Facebook friends saw your wife in a bathing suit? I really do not think you would enjoy that.
No, I would feel violated.
Okay, I'm not good with words.
No, you are very good.
We've all figured that out by now. We're 20 minutes into the podcast. We all know I'm not great with coming up with the best words.
But I agree with you. I'll feel violated. And I
maybe that's not the best way to put it, but I'm pretty sure you would not appreciate that.
I would appreciate that.
Anyways.
But what about me? If I...
Yeah, because I wouldn't want that either. We're getting we're just talking like the way we have conversations.
So
I would not like that either if the roles were reversed.
Okay.
Because I want to keep my guy. So anyway, those are the things, and this is. And in the culture that we live in, this is one of the hardest things to even be cognizant of.
Yeah.
Because we are so used to just weird, inappropriate things. Something that's that I would think is inappropriate. Yeah. And again, Pesa asked, "Where's your bonnet?" Ha ha ha! He's really funny. Something that I would think is inappropriate. The rest of our culture doesn't really think it's an issue.
Yeah, they'll say that.
And then we wonder why half of the people who get married divorce 2 years later. We wonder. We are just so confused. We can't figure out why that is. Why doesn't a marriage last in America?
Amen.
I know. That was a little too straightforward, but
No, I like that. I like it when you preach.
The songs that we listen to, the videos that go along with the music, the movies, the TV shows, the jokes we tell.
Yes.
What I would consider to be taking it way too far, that's just normal. That's average. Yeah. That is just another day. That is not... anything to even...
And you know, the funny thing is, you might be considering it's too far, but even our family members, our relatives, might not be thinking that there's a line that has been crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they might be exposing your kids to when our kids are maybe doing a sleepover it's... might not be appropriate to you. So how do you handle that situation like that?
Yeah, that actually has been a tough thing that we've dealt with. We've had some grandparents and just relatives who they'll watch any TV show. I mean, when I say any TV show, I mean any TV show in front of our little kids.
Yeah.
And so that really... I mean, it for me, it feels so awkward when I walk into the room and they're all just sitting there watching. I mean, it can be filth. Like the TV shows that come on in the evenings, like on just the, what do you, it's not cable. What do you call that?
Like the local channels?
It's the local channels, I guess.
Yes.
We don't watch TV anymore because we have Amazon and Netflix. But those sitcoms, I think, are just filthy at times. Some of the things they talk about, I'm just like, oh my gosh, did they really just say that? But my kids and their grandparents are just sitting there like, oh, Like, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. So, to me, I'm feeling awkward, embarrassed. Like, okay, this is gross. Can we change the channel? Can we turn the volume down? But that's always just me. Me and Pesa are the only... are just looking at each other like, okay, that was really strange. Can we go now? Can we leave? But everyone else in the room doesn't really seem to think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, honestly, but then again, I still have to come back to my point. Then we all wonder why the divorce rate is at 50%.
Yes.
We just can't see, as a culture, we just can't seem to figure out what's making that go wrong. So anyway, it's not easy to be cognizant of a lot of these things because they are just in our face so much.
Yeah.
And unless you really, really just stop and think and you know, hey, should I really be listening to this? I mean, should I really be watching this? You know, it's difficult to even get to that point because you might not even give it much thought.
Because, I mean, like at that time, you're like, mm-hmm. You don't even think about it.
Yeah. I mean, unless... you just have one of those moments where, you know, you decide to, like, well, I don't know if this is right or not. Mm-hmm. So, and then that can make it really, really tough if one spouse does
mm-hmm.
notice something and want to make a change.
And the other one doesn't.
Yeah, and then the other one is like, what's your problem?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with this.
Yes.
So, so that can be really, really tough. But again, it's just, we want to encourage all of you that, again, there is hope. You can make it work. You can find a system that works for you, whatever you're comfortable with. But I can almost guarantee you that if there are things that you think are inappropriate, and you think it could be a threat to your relationship, then it probably is.
And and speak up before it's too late.
Absolutely.
Speak up before it's too late.
Absolutely.
And this is not saying that you need to quit Facebook, but this is saying that you need to evaluate what's going on in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And if Facebook is where there's a leak,
mm-hmm.
I call it a leak because there's a leak where basically your marriage is getting attacked from that area. You can either close the leak or defriend, mm-hmm. unfriend friends, delete friends, do something, but just to reduce that problem that you're having in your marriage.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We just wanted to introduce the idea that it is not as harmless as we thought it.
And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we might think it's harmless, but nope.
So, folks. Once again, just as a recap, we just want to encourage you to stop and think, okay, am I doing things on a daily basis that will bring me closer to the person I married? And what are some things that we might be doing
mm-hmm.
that are just not helping us? And what can we do to change? What can we do to make our bond stronger?
And... just make sure that don't forget that your marriage is the most important thing here and do things to make sure that your marriage stays strong.
Absolutely. So thank you so much. We will be back in a few days.
Okay. And don't forget to subscribe in iTunes. And that's the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And until next time, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry? Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.